Gotcha. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, Kid of the Week time. Presented by Allstate. Allstate believes Good Start Young works towards inspiring leaders of the next generation. In part through service, service to others, service to their community. And Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative means you can help us recognize a kid that goes above and beyond. Nominate a Ute for the Allstate Kid of the Week. Featured here on the show. Winning great prizes like an Amazon gift card, Lou Malnati's Pizza. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 to become Kid of the Week. Now, let me tell you about something Allstate's involved in here because it ties to the kids you're about to meet. It's the Good Starts Young Rally, and here's what happens. Allstate, the foundation, teams up with Peace First, P-E-A-C-E, Peace First, for the Peace First Challenge. And that culminates in an all-girl Good Starts Young Rally in June here. 288 teams signed up, top 10 teams for the foundation move on. And for 2 days, these teams were mentored by experts who helped them develop presentations for individual projects they were planning to do to help their community. On June 21st, each of the finalist teams presented their ideas to a panel of experts for a chance to win $10,000 to make their project, their dream, their help for their community a reality. And in 2016, more than 1.7 million kids participated in programs to help them reach their full potential, all because of Good Starts Young. So we have on the phone the winners of the rally. The winners of the big Allstate Good Starts Young Rally are Amy, Amber, and Logan. Let me start with Logan here, and welcome you to the program. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, dude?
Good.
Well, where do you go to school? What grade are you in?
I just graduated from Rock Island High School, so I'm going to Drake University.
Wow.
And I'll be a freshman.
Dave, Drake University, the Flying Horned Frogs?
Drake University, the Bulldogs?
Let's go live to Logan on this. What are they, Logan?
The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs.
Thank you. My wife's an alum, so I ought to know that.
Do you have any cool swag?
Yeah. I've got some sweatshirts and stuff.
Nice. Well played by you. Let me get your friends in here, Amber and Amy, starting with Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting up.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
And where are you at school?
I'm a junior now at Rock Island High School.
Okay. Is this all one family, by the way? I think it is, right?
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for putting an extra phone line so we could handle this. And let me go to your sister, Amy, as well. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
All right, Amy, how old are you? Amy sounds the most annoyed that I called, doesn't she?
No, she sounds very happy to be on the radio.
How old are you, Amy?
I'm a junior in high school, 16 years old.
Amy, this is a big year for you. Big year. Got to have the grades up this year, then you got to take the test. You got to figure out the rest of your life. No pressure.
Yeah.
She's like, it's early.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Amber, tell me about the Good Start. Oh, we lost Amber. Let me go to Logan then. Logan, tell me about the Good Starts Young Initiative.
What about it?
Your project in particular.
Oh, our project, yes. So our project is QC Closet to Closet, and we're a nonprofit that, we take in donations, we launder, and we provide new and gently worn clothing to teens in the foster care system in our community.
Now, you've got a very personal story on why this was important to you. Would you share that with us?
Yeah, so my sisters were adopted from foster when I was about 10. Amber actually came up with the idea. She asked me to talk about, about this. So after that, Amber just came up with this idea. So I'll tell you about that.
Yeah, let me get Amber back on here. Amber, sorry about the phone line. Thanks for calling back. So you and your sister were adopted at what age?
I was adopted at age 11.
Okay. And by the way, I'm adopted as well. So high five. See you at the meeting. So this means a lot to you, this project, obviously.
Yeah. Yes, it does. A lot.
What do you hope people get out of what you guys did? What's the ultimate goal here?
Well,
through, like, giving them clothing, we hope to give them, like, confidence and courage of being who they are and, like, just being loving who they are and not, like, discouraged or anything, or just being brave almost.
Yeah, I totally
having self-confidence.
Totally get that. And Amy, how would you rate Logan as a brother?
He's awesome.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Awesome.
Are you guys going to miss him when he goes away to school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who gets his room?
No one.
Oh, going to keep it open. It's going to be a shrine to Logan. Listen, I'm proud of you guys. I know your families are as well, and I know it's early, but I appreciate you being up to talk about this because I think it's important that people hear about it. And, Logan, I hope you go off to Drake and have a great time and become a great adult. But in the meantime, I hope you take this lesson from your little sister and pay it forward and keep the giving whatever it turns out to be once you get to school.
All right. Thank you.
All right. By the way, all of you get app gift cards and Lou Malnati's Pizza.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll throw in an Amazon gift card, too, since that's the actual price. So congratulations to all you guys. Thanks on behalf of Allstate. Thanks for being great kids, and congratulations to your family. You guys sound great.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Have
hold on.
Good day.
Thank you.
You as well.
You.
Yeah.
There Goodbye.
You go. Take care. Don't hang up. They sounded happy once they heard there was pizza.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. All of a sudden they woke up. And Amazon. Ooh.
Pizza.
Well, I mean, they were tired, but they were also pretty modest about the whole thing.
Yeah, they were.
This closet-to-closet thing after you have a couple of foster girls, foster sisters, mm-hmm. who end up adopted into Logan's family. I mean, it's a sweet story.
Yeah, and at first they were all separated, and mm-hmm. then they're back together now, which is nice. Super nice.
Very nice. Again, thank you, Allstate and the Allstate Foundation. To find out more about it, just log on to allstate.com anytime where you can get all the Allstate information. But the Allstate Foundation, worthy of your support and their various causes and endeavors anytime.